is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Donald Trump's historic hush money trial is moving forward in New York. CBS's Bradley Blackburn tells us opening statements could begin on Monday.
The jury includes seven men and five women, among them a salesman, an investment banker, lawyers, and a speech therapist.
This jury is going to be in a fishbowl under a microscope. We will be watching their body posture, whether or not they're sighing, taking notes, rolling their eyes. Do they look bored?
Legal experts say this jury could be the most closely watched jury in history as they judge whether Trump is guilty on 34 felony counts.
Meanwhile, a terrifying situation outside the courthouse this afternoon where a man set himself on fire. CBS's Jerika Duncan.
That man apparently poured gasoline on himself and set himself on fire. I just saw some of the images and pictures from it. It is horrifying.
On Capitol Hill, the House is expected to vote tomorrow on a wartime aid bill.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the long-delayed Ukraine bill is finally seeing the light of day.
We are very grateful to see that the House is moving, to see that it is moving in a bipartisan way. We want to get that out of the House, obviously, out of the Senate, to the desk of this president, and he will sign it right away.
The funding has been stalled for months amid dire warnings that Ukraine's forces have been struggling to hold back Russia, and as military leaders say, Ukraine is running out of weapons and ammunition. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
I'm Michael Toscano in Washington. The Pentagon says Secretary Austin and Israeli Minister of Defense Gallant discussed efforts to maintain regional stability, the latest developments in Gaza, and how to speed up humanitarian assistance to civilians in Gaza. This comes as world leaders called on Iran and Israel to try to avoid escalating tensions following the apparent Israeli airstrike near an Iranian airbase and nuclear facility.
At an IBEW conference in D.C. today, supporters chanted as President Biden made remarks hoping to get those union workers to help secure another presidential victory. China has ordered Apple to drop WhatsApp and Threads from its app store. Our Elaine Cobb reports.
China also asked that all Meta apps, which include Facebook and messaging apps Signal and Telegram, be dropped too. China is Apple's second biggest market, but has some of the world's most extensive internet censorship.
Markets are closed now after the final day of the trading week. The Dow closed up 211 points, NASDAQ down 319. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Quality, advanced, affordable healthcare is the foundation of Primary Plus's 40-year mission. Primary Plus welcomes you and your family to our new Moorhead location on Kentucky 801 for primary care, counseling, and an on-site pharmacy. Our team includes Dr. Betsy Bailey, Shelby Richmond, Christy Kahn, Bethany McClure, and Wesley Wattenberger. Primary Plus always welcomes new patients. To learn more, call 606-548-5550 or visit primaryplus.net.
If I told you adding BioReg Plus products to your feeding program would improve your livestock, would you believe it? It's true, and it's available at Southern States Owingsville Service. Use BioReg Plus products or BioReg Plus tubs to improve gut health and reduce stress. This improves your animal, not your feed. Efficient weight gain with reduced treatments and death loss means higher profit. Find out more at BioReg.com or at Southern States Owingsville Service, a farmer-owned cooperative since 1923.
This is Gateway Regional News, winner of the Edward R. Murrow for Best Newscast. Award-winning news coverage starts now.
Good Friday afternoon. It's the 19th day of April. Time now for news. Dan Manley reporting. Morehead State University's Space Science Department played a crucial role in the first landing of an uncrewed private spacecraft on the moon in February. The Intuitive Machines IM-1 mission launched February 15th, aiming to become the first private spacecraft on the moon. It was also the first time the United States had landed a spacecraft on the moon since the Apollo era of the 70s. In the final moments before touchdown, there were some tense moments as the Odysseus lander touchdown. Controllers on Earth had trouble reestablishing communications. According to Dr. Ben Malfrus at Morehead State University. It was a bizarre, complex, crazy idea that just absolutely worked. Yeah, as NASA and Intuitive Machines teams tried to figure out how to get data from the lander after its expected touchdown, the Morehead State University space science team became critical. Malfrus, the executive director of the Space Science Department, said the Intuitive Missions team, which owned the lander, was communicating with it using the Lunar Commercial Network. NASA was using its own deep space network. When the Odysseus lander touched down, it tipped over, interrupting connectivity. They think that one of the legs hit a rock, and so it was on its side at that time with the antennas not pointing to Earth, according to Chloe Hart, the lead ground operator and engineer at Morehead State University. Turns out the team at MSU had the capability to communicate on both networks. It just took a bit of coding, according to the people at MSU, with Morehead State bridging the communication gap between NASA and Intuitive Machines teams. They were finally able to receive data from the lander, a giant leap for the Eastern Kentucky Space Program at MSU. According to Congressman Hal Rogers, NASA Administrator Bill Nelson said Morehead State was the savior of our historic mission to the moon. We'll have more coming up right after this.
The Red Tag Sales event is going on now at Smith's Furniture in downtown Mount Sterling. You'll save throughout the store on great name brands. Sofas starting at $399. Reclining sofas starting at $699. Lazy Boys, $349. Fuller Queen Serta Perfect Sleepers, $399. These and many more markdowns are going on now at Smith's Furniture, downtown Mount Sterling. Online at smithsfurniturestore.com.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
In other news today, in Lexington, 25,000 homeowners are receiving new property tax assessment notices, which is leaving several concerned with what they've seen. According to Fayette County Property Valuation Administrator David O'Neill, some people are getting some surprising assessment notices. They've jumped pretty high, he said. O'Neill said the median sale price of a Lexington home has doubled in the last decade. He added, when prices are going up that significantly year over year, by the time you get reassessed, it can be a surprising reassessment, 30, 40, even 50% of an increase. After the increase, some people have taken to Facebook saying that soon enough the taxes will be just as much as their house payments, and if people are struggling to pay their mortgages, this may cause them to make some tough decisions. Increase could trickle down to impact renters as well, they say. O'Neill said he expects the values to level off next year. Bluegrass Realtors President Randy Newsom said there are upsides to these increases. He said the positive news for homeowners is that equity in their property has also accelerated. If homeowners disagree with their assessments, they have a month to protest. And a spokesperson with the Louisville Zoo confirming a bomb threat was made to that facility was called in this morning just before 9 a.m., Louisville Metro police officers were at the zoo this morning. A number of field trips were planned for today. This is a developing story. We'll have a look at sports and weather coming up next.
Need trees or stumps removed from your lawn or property? Call Mike Swartz Construction and Tree Removal for all the heavy work. This Bath County business does professional work on any size project. Mike Swartz Construction and Tree Removal gives free estimates. They're fully insured and state certified. Our motto is, we cut them all, big and small. Call Mike Swartz Construction Tree and Stump Removal, 606-674-3960 or 210-3049.
Bluegrass Stockyards East, Route 60, Mount Sterling, has cattle sales every Wednesday at 9 a.m. and every fourth Friday. Also, they have special sales like herd dispersal and equipment sales. Whether you are a large or small stock owner, Jeff Kofer and Bluegrass Stockyards East will serve you the best. Give Jeff a call at 859-229-7587. That's Bluegrass Stockyards East in Mount Sterling, your best bet for cattle selling or buying.
In sports news, Reed Shepard, the consensus National Freshman of the Year last season in college basketball, is entering the NBA draft and will not be coming back to UK. Player making the announcement in a video social media post yesterday. Shepard, the son of former Wildcat Stacy and Jeff, played in all 33 games this past season. The former North Laurel star projected as a lottery pick in the upcoming NBA draft. He is foregoing his remaining college eligibility. Shepard said in the video, quote, "I'm so thankful to wear the blue and white jersey," unquote. Shepard said it's his dream to play in the National Basketball Association. Morehead State's men's basketball program welcomed home Jonathan Maddox yesterday morning as the program's 15th head coach. Maddox began his career at MSU in 2013 as a graduate manager, where he would work his way up to associate head coach in the 2021 season. Maddox will have big shoes to fill under former head coach Preston Spradlin, who finished as the third winningest head men's basketball coach in Morehead State University history. College baseball, the University of Kentucky, the third-ranked team in the nation at this point, they're going to play host to number 2 Tennessee in a weekend series that gets underway tonight. Reds, after losing 3 in a row to Seattle, they come home tonight to host the Angels. A 6:40 first pitch, as that game can be heard on 96.3 FM coming up this evening. The Reds beginning a weekend series against the California Angels. Turning to the weather, partly cloudy and 42 overnight. Sunshine, just 61 for your high on Saturday. Then for Sunday, partly sunny, a high of 57. And Monday, sunshine and 63 degrees. That's a look at sports and weather. We'll have more after this.
You've been planning to build a pole barn or install a new metal roof, but you want to make sure they're built to last. Mansi Metal is a local company that manufactures quality metal roofing and post-frame buildings right here in Central Kentucky. This means you'll have everything you or your contractor needs to install that metal roof or put up a building designed to last generations. Stop by our Winchester factory or visit us today at mansimetal.com. MANSEAMetal.com.
This is Shelby with Eagle Finance in Moorhead. Need some extra cash for unexpected bills, repairs to your vehicle, or do you just simply need to rebuild your personal credit? Come see us at Eagle Finance. 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off I-64. Loans made easy, payments made affordable. Apply online at eagle.com or call us today, 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
Time now for a look at Gateway Area death notices. Catherine Holbrook, 92, of Olive Hill, died Wednesday at Windsor Care Center in Mount Sterling. She worked many years at the Olive Hill Finishing Company, Ashland Sales and Service, and Gateway Child Care, and the First Church of God, and also attended the Preston First Church of God. Survived by two daughters, Bonnie Gillum and Sherry Freericks, a sister, Barbara Sammons, a brother, Clayton Hedge, 12 grandchildren, 21 great-grandchildren, 4 great-great-grandchildren. The funeral service at 11 a.m. Saturday at the Duval and Moore Funeral Home and cremation service in Olive Hill. Burial to follow in the Holbrook Clay Cemetery. Visitation 6 to 8 p.m. this evening at the Duval and Moore Funeral Home and cremation service. They're in charge of the arrangements for Catherine Holbrook. Kelly Willoughby, 61, of Jeffersonville, died Tuesday. He was a commercial salesman for Lowe's, survived by his wife, Anita Willoughby, daughters Jennifer Frazier and Stacy Roundtree, a son, Logan Craig, 3 brothers, Ferry, Eddie, and Stanley Willoughby, 3 sisters, Pat Shrout, Bonnie Price, and Sandy Coldiron, along with 9 grandchildren. The funeral service will be Saturday at 1 p.m. at the Richardson Funeral Home with burial in the Martin Cemetery. Visitation this evening from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Richardson Funeral Home for Kelly Willoughby. Aubrey Salyer Couch Jr., 92 of Moorhead, died Thursday, survived by a brother, Bernard Couch, two sons, James Russell and Ronald Wayne Couch, two grandchildren, Savannah and Seton Couch. A live celebration service at 2 p.m. Saturday at Northcutt & Son Home for Funerals with burial in the Brown Cemetery with military honors by Moorhead American Legion Post 126. Visitation will be from 11 a.m. until the time of the service at 2 p.m. on Saturday at the Northcutt & Son Home for Funerals. Contributions are being suggested to Gideon's International for Aubrey Salyer Couch Jr. Douglas Marvin Horsley, 58, of Hillsborough, died Saturday at UK Bluegrass Hospice Care Center in Lexington, survived by his mother, Maxine Gillum Horsley, a sister, Barbara Hafer, two brothers, Estelle Martin Horsley and Jesse Chris Horsley. The funeral service at 2 p.m. Sunday at the Hutton Funeral Home, burial in the Morgan Cemetery in Lewis County, visitation 6 to 8 p.m. Saturday evening and afternoon on Sunday at the Hutton Funeral Home for Douglas Marvin Horsley. Jake Rose, 87, of Olive Hill, died Monday at Carter Nursing and Rehab Center in Grayson. He was a member of Millwrights and Pile Drivers Local 1090 in Canton, Ohio, retired after 27 and a half years of service with Teledyne Monarch Rubber. He was a Korean War veteran from the Navy, a member of the Homeworth Masonic Lodge number 499, member of Scottish Rite and Tadmore Shrine Temple, and a Free Will Baptist faith member, survived by two sons, Keith and Dale Rose, a daughter, John DeCarnes, three brothers, Jim, Larry, and Bruce Rose, a sister, Maxine Harris, five grandchildren, four great-grandchildren. The graveside service will be 11 a.m. Monday at the Olive Hill Memorial Park with military rites presented by Olive Hill American Legion Post 138. Visitation 6 to 9 p.m. Sunday at the Duval and Moore Funeral Home and Cremation Service in Olive Hill. Masonic services at 7 p.m. Sunday by the Olive Hill Masonic Lodge, number 629. The Duval Funeral Home and Cremation Service in charge of the arrangements for Jake Rose. Christopher Chucky Langford, 52 of Owingsville, died April 9th at UK Hospital in Lexington. He was a Harlan County native, an employee of Mountain View Estates, a member of the Moores Ferry Church of Christ, survived by two sisters, a niece, two nephews, and several cousins. There'll be two memorial services, the first 3 p.m. Saturday, April the 27th, at Moores Ferry Church of Christ in Salt Lick. Visitation will be that day from 1 p.m. until the time of the service. A second service will be held in Harlan, Henson and Rich Funeral Home, in charge of the arrangements for Christopher Chucky Langford. And that's a look at Gateway Area Death Notices. We'll have more news coming up after this.
A good auction doesn't just happen. They make it happen at Chuck Marshall Auctions and Real Estate in Flemingsburg. If you're thinking about selling some equipment, Chuck Marshall Auctions is who to call. They specialize in online weekly auctions and can help you sell farm equipment and much more. They can help you sell your home or conduct an estate auction for you, too. Just give them a call at 606-845-5010 or check them out online at chuckmarshall.com. Chuck Marshall Auctions and Real Estate, Flemingsburg.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our seven locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
This is Brandon Cole. If you're looking for a great deal on a truck, car, or SUV, come see me at Dutchess Ford on the bypass in El Sterling.
So if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you
Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
Groundwater Incorporated has a boil water advisory in place for customers on Highway 519, beginning at Pretty Ridge and ending at and including Highway 1274, all the side roads in the area. Please boil your drinking water until further notice. The MSU Department of Music and Downtown Morehead Entertainment District present the Battle of the Bands on Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Featured performances include jazz ensembles from the University of Kentucky, Marshall, Northern Kentucky, and Morehead State. There'll be a benefit auction, the Ricky G family, holding it on Saturday, 6 p.m., pork tenderloin, baked beans, coleslaw, dessert. That's at the Owingsville First Church of God. And you can donate if you can't make it to the event. Contact Dan Brotherton at 606-336-0860 to make that donation. Cave Run Symphony Orchestra wraps up the season on Sunday at 3 p.m. at the Morehead Conference Center. Tickets will be available at the door with cash, checks, or credit cards. All students and children receive free admission. That's a look at Gateway Regional News for this Friday. It's the 19th day of April. I'm Dan Manley reporting.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
This is Traveling to Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower and Farm Credit Mid-America. Here's Alan Watts.
Kentucky's representative on the U.S. Meat Export Federation recently represented the U.S. beef industry during a trip to South Korea and Japan. Don Pemberton says the trip was focused on two of the top customers of American beef,
specifically Seoul and Tokyo, to talk about our red meat exports to those two countries. Korea is our number one export market for beef, and Japan's our number two market for beef in China.
Pemberton says they met with three groups while in both countries.
The actual importers themselves that would bring the product in, because that's who imports it.
He adds a second group for retailers.
Their version of a Kroger or, you know, an IGA store, whatever. Our exporters would send it into their central distribution centers. They'd send it out to their store. So we got to go to their individual grocery stores, look at their meat counters, see how they promoted our meat.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
The Case IH Farmall 100-day series tractors come equipped with a powerful, fuel-efficient Tier 4B final engine with horsepowers ranging from 110 to 140. Visit H&R AgriPower to experience this robust, simple, easy-to-operate tractor, perfect for livestock producers or smaller-scale farmers. Updates include a new control panel that moves and tilts with the steering wheel, an electronically controlled engine, and an economical drivetrain. For more information, visit H&R AgriPower in Hopkinsville, Russellville, Owensboro, Morganfield, and Mayfield today.
Farmers need flexibility, which is why Farm Credit Mid-America offers farm real estate loans with flexible options built for farmers. With a wide range of loan products and competitive interest rates, we are able to tailor a farm real estate loan to meet your needs. If you're thinking about expanding your farm, visit us at fcma.com/real estate to learn more. Loan subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts. Brought to you by H&R AgriPower and Farm Credit Mid-America.
U.S. Meat Export Federation's Don Pemberton says he also met with a third group in both countries.
Be the food service industry and get it into those meat distributors that sell it throughout their restaurant chains in Japan and Korea.
He says the trip to both countries was enlightening.
They import 67% of their beef protein needs, and we have the majority of that market share. We split it with Australia, and why they like us is the taste and the quality of our product here. Our grain-fed beef has a distinctive taste better than what the Australians produce, and they, quite simply, I think they prefer the taste of our beef.
Follow Traveling the Bluegrass on Facebook and other social media, and listen to podcast at youragedge.com, Apple, Google, or Spotify. I'm Al Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
The Paris Stockyards has become this area's premier stockyards by treating its customers, buyers, and sellers alike with courtesy and respect. They treat you right because they're just like you. It's farmers doing business with farmers. They have a sale every Thursday and receive cattle all day long on Wednesday. When you're ready to sell your livestock or if you're looking to stock up, make the winning choice by choosing the Paris Stockyards. Now we go to Paris's own Tom Leach with a look at UK Athletics, a service of the Paris Stockyards.
Kentucky versus Tennessee, both in the top five, and they're on the baseball diamond this weekend at Kentucky Proud Park. We'll talk Kentucky baseball and more coming up on A Look at UK Sports.
Now's the time to plan your summer vacation. Why not head west? That's Western Kentucky. You'll find Western Kentucky's best lake, Lake Barkley, the best outdoor recreation area around, with land between the lakes, the friendliest people, amazing food, and we're not that far away. And we're definitely worth the drive. KDIS Trigg County Tourism encourages you to visit our neck of the woods. We can't wait to see you. Find out more at gokdis.com.
And I have to give Nick Mangione a tremendous amount of credit, especially in the transfer portal era, to be able to bring guys in from USC and Texas and Cincinnati and all these different programs, and they come together and they're playing as one, and they've all bought in to Nick's style of play.
That's former Kentucky baseball coach Keith Madison talking about the job the current Cats coach Nick Mangione has done in putting together a team that has risen to number 3 in a national ranking. Wildcats take on number 4 Tennessee for a 3-game set that starts tonight at Kentucky Proud Park in Lexington. What does Madison like best about this Kentucky team?
This group sort of goes about their business and they win in a lot of different ways, Tom. They can beat you with the long balls. They have good pitching depth. They have strong up-the-middle defense. They can put a lot of pressure on the defense with drag bunts, push bunts, sacrifice bunts. They beat you in a lot of different ways. Whatever the other team gives the Wildcats are going to take it and try to beat you with it.
If you can't make it out to Kentucky Proud Park, make sure to tune in Darren Hedrick on the UK Radio Network. I'm Tom Leach, and that's A Look at UK Sports.
Down the street, and somewhere far away, a lonely bell was ringing. And it echoed through the canyons like a disappearing dreams of yesterday. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, Sunday that makes somebody feel alone, and there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of the sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down.
This is Real Country, WKCA.
Suitcase you've been packing. Just sit down and talk to me a while.
I know you tried to tell me what was lacking, but I guess I must have missed it by my